Welcome to another glorious episode of the Tom and Frenchy podcast. I'm here with
Frenchy
and Alex on the keys.
He's often started off like it's a meditation tape, and I get it. It's to ease some people into it.
Yeah, you don't want to come on too strong.
You don't want to come on just, you're like, what the fuck is the bird doing on the podcast?
It's confusing. They're like, is this the Tom and Bird podcast?
In a way, I'm a bit of a pluck seagull. Alex, how you going? Let's bring you in early to this episode.
I'm good.
Everyone gets used to your voice. Guys, we had a fucking weekend. We're going to have a ripper podcast for you.
Yeah, we had our Patreon Christmas in July party, which was held over from COVID events at Christmas.
2021. Yeah, we're supposed to do it. Then people kept eating bats. Mm. We rescheduled. Tom ate a bat. Rescheduled again. Mm. We got it done. We had, I'd say, 12 of the biggest legends ever come out drinking in Sydney with us.
Yeah, it was good. Some people came in hot.
You can say that.
It started at 3, but some people started at 3 in the morning.
We met at the Three Wise Monkeys pub in Sydney.
A lot of threes.
See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Which was not what happened.
There was a lot of evil spoken. We're going to play a voice message from, from Megan, who came in fucking 3 a.m. drunk, and it was great. So let's just start it off.
Carry on.
The fucking ranger is in charge.
And why is that a problem?
He's a fucking ranger. Listen to that.
Tom and Frenchy Patreon.
So what was that regarding?
So we're sitting in an Irish pub.
Okay.
A big Irish turnout, a lot of redheads. And we're watching the rugby game, Ireland versus All Blacks.
That was from the Irish pub. Yes.
And there is a guy who's like leading the speech or something, and he's got red hair, and she just really honed in on the fact he
had
red
hair. Was the referee, maybe? Maybe it was the umpire.
Someone was talking, and she was not about it.
Was it the captain?
It was the referee, but remember, he wasn't Ranger.
He wasn't even Ranger.
He was strawberry blonde.
And she was just ripping into the Irish redheads, and we're at an Irish bar. I'm like, it's not long until one of us gets punched in the head.
Oh, no. It was fucking crack up.
And I reckon she said that for 10 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was like, I might as well record some of this for the listeners, for those who couldn't make it, feel like they were there. But she gave us the most interesting revelation of the night.
I don't even know how it came about. I think we were talking about she was a big fan of bands and following bands around, and she had favourite bands.
Jihad was her favourite band.
Jihad was her favourite band. And we kept making Jihad jokes, and she wasn't about it. She strapped a bomb to herself, and she's like, say it again.
And you're going down, infidels. Yeah.
But I think we might have asked her, has she slept with anyone famous in a band? And wasn't the answer we were expecting, was it?
It was not.
Yellow Wiggle.
It was a Yellow Wiggle. Out of all the Wiggles,
and
she
not
got the yellow.
Not the famous Yellow
not
Wiggle.
Not the OG Wiggle.
No, not the one you'd think of. Apparently, Sam the Wiggle, just to out him. Yeah, no, not him. Sam the Wiggle. He was a replacement Wiggle for a few years.
Can you get Sam the Wiggle's Wikipedia up? We'd like to learn more about him.
That's him.
The one.
There's a picture of him holding one finger up
and he's smelling it.
That's exactly what he did to me.
So we've got a recording after we just found that out.
Okay. Megan apparently fucked a Wiggle, and we need to hear this story for the podcast. Tell the podcast listeners, which Wiggle did you fuck?
The yellow one.
Greg?
No, not Greg.
Jeff.
She been yellowing.
Emma. Yes.
Anyway.
What's his name?
How'd you meet him or her? How'd you meet him or her?
At Frankie's.
Frankie's. The dive bar.
Yep.
Frankie's.
Okay, we're going to get a Wiggle line up here, and we're going to find out which Wiggle it was.
Did he do like a finger guns at you and you couldn't resist?
I fucked him, and that was all I did.
Yeah, did he eat your pussy like fruit sandwich?
Oh, yummy, yummy.
She liked that one.
She liked that one. When we started riffing bits on her, it was like crowd work.
And then I tried to dig deeper. I was like, was he the most famous person you've slept with? And she gave me this look like, no, he wasn't. And then I was like, oh, who is it? And she wouldn't tell us. She was too drunk to speak, to be fair. And I was trying to get it out of her, and we started guessing. And I think we went through every Australian celebrity, and then we got to Osama bin Laden, and we really stuck to that.
So we just, since she wouldn't tell us, we decided it was Osama bin Laden was the most famous
and
celebrity.
And then some people weren't in the conversation, so they're hearing she slept with Osama bin Laden, and they're believing it.
Yeah, yeah. And it wouldn't, I think it makes sense with why she gets so triggered about jihad, shihad sort of thing.
She was in Al-Qaeda.
It's a lifestyle for her, yeah. So she ended up having to get put into Uber about 15 minutes later.
She was sleeping in the pub.
So that was one memorable thing from Podcast Drinks. We want to do a special shout out to Scotty. Come all the way from fucking Bunbury.
Yeah, it's a long way.
3 hours out of Perth, for those who don't know. Fucking catches a flight, books her room in Sydney, comes out like a fucking legend. So that's like extra commitment for the Tom and Frenchy podcast. He's also the guy who did the mulled wine song.
Yes.
Yep. And take the hiney or from behind.
You keep focusing on that bit, Alex. That's not what it's called.
He did two songs.
It's called Feeding Time.
Feeding Time.
Feeding Time.
And what did you say? Take the hiney from behind?
Taking it from behind.
Anyway, legend. I think we're going to do a little collab soon.
Oh, cool.
Alex and Scotty collab, podcast collab. I would love that. Yeah, so he's auditioning for the Frenchie and the Talent. He's like, get me in as a guitarist, bro.
Frenchie's brutal, though. He's like Dicko in Australian Idol. He's like, that was no good, mate.
I was like, what can you do for me now? I was like, sing. He's like, I want to be a guitarist. I was like, well, you need to sing if you want the touchdown. Yeah. That was Holden.
Yeah, close enough.
Anything else from the podcast party?
We had a couple of ex-cult members, which was cool.
Fuck, that was sick.
We always love hearing about cults. And yeah, they were awesome. A couple of cult members.
They lived in a cult. Until they were 18.
Yeah, their whole life, they were born into it.
Yeah, one near Picton. It's like a famous
one. There's two. There's one in Picton and one in Katoomba.
Yeah. What was it called again?
The 12...
We can talk about it because cults don't have technologies. That cult was never found.
The 12 tribes. Yeah, that's it.
12 tribes. We're going to go in undercover one day as a little podcast trip.
Yep. I'm going to dress as Frenchie and Frenchie's going to dress as me and they'll never know.
They'll never know. We're going to go in, just farm the land with them for a while, make some straw, whatever the fuck they do on the land. But yeah, that was crazy interesting.
Yeah. Crazy.
There's fucking characters. We end up at Goro's, which is Tom whacking himself off with chopsticks.
That's random.
What else happened, Alex?
We tried to go to karaoke, but couldn't get in.
Yeah, we didn't book, which was pretty definitely going to happen. Us not being organized enough to do something. Matt's chat was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was there for a little bit, dressed up.
Yep, killing it at pool. Shark.
Oh no, Nick was my cousin.
Oh yeah,
he was unstoppable that night.
Oh yeah,
me and Nick played in a team because I knew he was fucking good. And Alex is real good at pool too.
He's
a muso, drinks mulled wine. You know they're good at fucking pool.
That's why he takes girls there so he can scare them at his pool playing game.
Legitimately gets them on the nudie run and he makes them do it. You know, most people are like, oh, you don't have to do it. Alex's no.
You didn't sink any balls.
I didn't train 18 hours a day for you to not get them fucking mulled wine titties out.
I'm going to part.
Even dude, he's like, get naked now.
Yeah.
So Alex is real good. So me and Nick, when we're on the table, Alex challenges us. Who was your first partner? It was Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, I was no good that
night. He's usually all right, but he's kind of like socializing. Really care, you're having fun. Yeah. You're not serious.
I was kind of focused on the lady falling asleep.
Yeah, you were trying to take care of her. Tom was like, not serious as Alex would want it. So Alex is like, let's play again. I go, okay, who's your partner? He's like, just me.
That's funny.
You know they're serious if one dude's playing against like two but taking every shot.
But he had to.
My partner's just going to let me down.
He was playing two characters though. It was like good cop, bad cop. When he'd swap, one was more aggressive.
It was like that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Split.
And he'd talk with an accent for one player. It was Alex and Sean Connery.
We're playing pool, are we, Sean Connery?
I'm hitting these balls like my wife.
Bond, James Bond. Shake these balls up, not stir them. So that was I found that funny. He definitely was good at pool, but didn't win. But that's fine. That's fine. You'll get there. No, my cousin was on
fire.
Yeah,
and then you kicked on, Alex.
I did go to kick ons.
Where'd you go?
I went with the
back to the cult. Sign up.
Yeah, yeah.
Very hospitable. Great. We're listening to music, hanging out. What else? At some points, I thought they wanted to have a threesome with me.
Because they're a couple. You're such a pig.
Yeah. At other points, I thought maybe I wanted to have a threesome with them. But thankfully, we all left as friends. And they're really lovely.
That would have been awkward as shit the next Patreon party.
Oh, fuck me.
Alex is trying to warm up the red wine. He's like, do you guys have a pool table?
Didn't you like almost pass out in your Uber home too? You're like, where are we going?
Yeah, I had a bout of forgetfulness. I just kind of asked like where we're heading off to. And I ended up, I found out that I ended up putting my local in.
Your local pub.
Oh, that's, and I was like, oh,
that's
fuck.
Ambitious. I like that.
Yeah. That's fucking it. That's a move.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm going to have to keep drinking.
You're like, I don't want you to know where I live, Uber driver.
Don't trust him. You can't trust him.
But yeah, so that times. Was a fucking great turnout. Thank you for coming. Those who couldn't make it, that's fine. We didn't put the most notice out there.
Nah.
It wasn't the most well organized. We will be doing a real Christmas party this year for Patreon only members. It's never too late to join the Patreon.
Patreon.com/TomandFrenchie.
Jump in the Discord, make some memes, chat with us. We might do it in Sydney again, or we might go down to Melbourne if our merch takes off. What if our merch takes off and we can afford Melbourne tickets?
Fucking hell. Frenchie's just decided in his own mind that we're going to Melbourne.
I like it.
Yeah, see?
You don't even know if anyone on our podcast is from Melbourne.
We got people from Melbourne. You don't even know, bro.
Where else could we have it?
Broken Hill.
Oh, wow.
We could have it wherever we want.
We could probably buy a house to have the Christmas party in Broken Hill.
Barbados. We could go to Barbados.
Would that make us cult leaders?
Oh, we are cult leaders. That's what's great is they just swap one cult for another one. The cult of Tom and Frenchie. Speaking of cults, what should we get into?
Do you have any more voice memos from that?
I do. I remember we were like, we should ask them something for the podcast. And Alex was like, hangover cures.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what they say.
I was quite hungover.
I wasn't hungover, but I slept all day. So that's my...
I think that's a form of a hangover.
Nah, yeah. It's just depression.
Just as fun. Just as fun.
So what do you got for us?
If we can do this as a part of the conundrum, we'll pull it forward.
I like that.
If you go into the document, we've got a little photo. Yeah, from Barstools, where they've given us a bunch of their best hangover ones.
Okay.
We're going to debate what the best hangover
is. While we get that up,
do we want to hear the voicemail first?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Play the conundrum music. Okay. He's getting it already.
Tom and French's conundrum of the week.
There we go. Moving the order around, guys. We don't play by the rules of our own podcast. We don't give a fuck. We're talking about hangover cures. Soon we will get into a graph of 16 hangover cures. We're going to see what our Patreon members said first. What are the best hangovers cures as according to people, 9 beers deep.
What's the best hangover cure?
I reckon the best hangover cure would be some more mulled wine.
That is a great hangover cure. What do you think?
Let's just fucking land off.
Land off?
Well, we should...
It's like someone took your batteries out mid-sentence there. That was wild. Okay, hangover cure.
More drinking.
Okay,
that's the one. Matt.
Church.
Church.
Sex.
Sex. Good hangover cure. Okay, guys, best hangover cure. What do you got?
More beer.
Lipton iced tea.
Alex.
Barocca.
Definitely more alcohol.
Okay, a lot of more alcohol. And the Lipton iced tea I didn't hate either. What?
Peach.
Has to be peach.
That's why...
Did he call it Limp Tom iced tea?
Limp Tom iced tea. That's why I don't drink before shows, guys, because you see how I got that slur already? That was only about three beers in. I'm always slur.
Oh, my God.
That is the other reason.
Did you drink before this?
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Is it on Messenger? Is that the one we're opening?
Yeah, it doesn't work. He sent a shit link. Let me send it. No, I got it. Oh, it's in our
chat.
Beautiful. Let me just share it with you.
Beautiful. See?
All right. So we've got a lot of options here for best hangover cures.
So
should we go through each one?
We should do it as, so Barstool Sports, sometimes they do these brackets and like they kind of play off certain fun things. Which would win. So we'll go through each one and see which would win, and then we'll figure out the best hangover cure.
All right. Sleeping or cold water plunge?
That's the first battle. Cold water plunges is fucking great. We call it the rebirth. We used to do that on any trips away. You jump in that salt water. I think that's better than sleeping, to be honest. It's
better than sleeping.
But I can't, because you can't always sleep when you're hungover. It's, yeah, sleeping would be better, but that's not an option for some people.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm voting cold water plunge. You're voting sleeping.
Yeah, Alex is going to have to be the tiebreaker. He's really thinking deep.
I'm going to go cold water plunge.
Yo, yeah, that was the 16 seed, dude, taking over the one. Okay, next one is diner food. You can tell that's American.
But you know what that is. It's like bacon and eggs and fucking waffles. No, because
that's on the other one.
So no, that's a bacon egg roll, right?
Okay. Versus puking. I don't think puking helps that
much. I think puking's got to be a night before thing if it's going to work.
Yeah.
Because it's too settled. You're just going to be doing bile and the only water you've drank. Yep. Yeah.
Has to be.
I'm going diner food on that one.
Yeah, puking has to be very shortly after you've been drinking. So we'll go diner food on that one. Then we got Revitalite. I'm guessing that's fucking. Well, it's not. What the fuck's Revitalite? Another American drink versus fast food. We're going fast food.
Yeah, fast food. Just Revitalite's kind of like a fucking something you'd have when you've got diarrhea to
sounds
replenish.
Like a pyramid scheme. That's what that sounds like. Then we got nipple top Gatorade.
Oh.
Why do you have to say nipple top?
Wow.
Normal Gatorade's fine with the
Yeah, you don't need to put a nipple.
Nipple top's the Powerade in Australia anyway.
Nipple top's what they wore on Friends for all those seasons.
Did they actually like wear nipple tops?
I don't know.
Because you could always see nipple. Yeah.
I agree.
Always. Or was it just the creepy producer would crank the
AC
up?
Yeah,
making
that cold in here.
So, Gatorade versus deleting social media posts from the night before.
Ooh.
It doesn't help because you know they've been out there for 10 hours. It's better not to look, to be honest, because to delete them, you have to look at them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Gatorade.
I don't know, deleting posts if you've done them that are bad.
That's not a hangover cure, though. You get more hungover because to delete them, you're seeing 3 seconds of you going.
That'll sober you up, though. You fucking you fucking said something crazy.
Okay, Alex, you're the tiebreaker.
No, it's not a good hangover move. So, seeing something you've, like a phone call, a text, or anything.
So you just avoid it.
Well, there's a chance you don't even remember it.
Yeah, avoid it.
And then you go 24 hours, the story's gone.
Yeah, true. There's a chance you were like, you sure you guys didn't want a threesome? Story post.
That's possibly one of the worst messages you can wake up to is, have you seen your story, bro?
Oh, yeah. So bad.
Okay, in the next bracket, we got the 3 seed versus the 14. Bacon, egg, and cheese roll versus a ginger ale of all things.
I'd go bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, you got to go bacon, egg, and cheese. Roll. That's taking that easy.
Yeah.
Drinking water, 6 versus shitting.
Oh, you got to
love a good shit.
A good shit's good, but you really do need to drink water.
I'm going
to
go a good shit because it can come at the same time.
Oh,
when it hits the prostate, bro. I'm joking, but
I've got a hangover from you saying that.
But I don't know. That's one of you need to get 2 shits out, and then you're kind of not hungover anymore. Shit, sleep, shit. I guess sleep is a good one, but yeah. Alex, what are you going? Drinking water or shitting?
Drinking water.
Drinking water. Okay. Yeah. Taking a pain reliever. I'm assuming that's Panadol.
Yep.
Versus laying down in the shower. Laying down doesn't make you less hungover,
dude. I would sleep. That's embracing
that's
the hangover.
Drowning yourself. You might as well just. I like it when you lie on the drain and then it just fills up around you and you're like, I could just stay here. It would all be over so quickly.
I could really take down this whole apartment complex.
So yeah,
with my sadness.
We're gonna have to do Panadol and Nurofen for that one.
Yep.
Keep drinking versus watching sports.
We know my answer is keep drinking.
I'll go keep drinking too. It doesn't make you less hungover watching sports. It's
all right. So now the brackets go to.
We got into the quarterfinals, I believe.
We got to go that bracket versus that bracket. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Cold water plunge versus diner food. I'm going cold water plunge because there's better foods there. Like, yeah, if it's going to be a food related thing,
cold water plunge.
Like, I guess diner food. Yeah. Then we got fast food versus Gatorade.
Fast food.
Alex.
I'd go water and fast food.
Yeah, I think they're kind of two big dogs. They could almost have been in the final together. Mm. Gatorade versus fast food.
I like in the video, in the voice message, I said Limpton iced tea is my one.
Limpton.
Limpton?
He does Limpton. Say Limpton.
Limpton.
He was saying Limpton.
There's no M.
He was saying Limpton.
I told you.
Right. Mara's not Limpton. So funny now, is it, guys?
Limpton. Right.
I say Limpton iced tea.
Still doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking lean into it.
Lean into it. I love that. I love that shit.
Yeah, so the iced tea.
Well, it's not an option here.
No, but it's not. But I'm going to like.
I'm going to say blowjob. What do you fucking mean?
No, but it's. That should be
I'm going to say Ricky Martin music. What do you fucking mean?
There's no substitutes here.
No substitute.
It's Gatorade versus fast food. That's all.
Okay, fast food.
Yeah, fast food takes it. Feud.
Fast food. This is a fast food.
Then we got bacon, egg versus water.
Water.
Yeah, I'm going to go water too. Because we got fast food in the other bracket. I know that's a stronger type of food. Then we've got Panadol and Nurofen versus Keep Drinking. That's another big matchup. Mm. Shit. I'm going to go Keep Drinking.
I'm going to say Pain Relief and okay. Then Alex decide.
Keep Drinking.
Yeah, Alex is a bender king. He loves it. Then we're into the semi-final, guys. Some upsets here. We got Cold Water Plunge versus Fast Food.
Fast food.
I'm going to have to go fast food too. Yeah, enough. Like when I'm hungover and you get that KFC.
Oh, dude.
Just
ever.
Thinking about it
it's
for 3 hours.
It's just like the oil or something brings the booze out. Or
and it brings, and because fast food leads to pooping, which is another one on there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes leads to
soaks
throwing
out,
up too.
Soaks it up. Yeah, yeah.
Can lead to sleeping too because you've had just some weird hormone chicken.
Yeah,
so it's kind of the key to everything, fast food.
Key to life, really.
So that's into the final. Against the next semi-final is drinking water versus Keep Drinking. So similar ones. Best hangover moves. Because actually, like, because Keep Drinking is not just Keep Drinking for a bender, because you can have 2 to 3 beers and you like level out. Because the reason you get hungover is because your body's like, well, I guess it's because you're
dehydrated.
So any form of liquid kind of suits that.
I'm going to say water.
I want to replace water with Gatorade, then I'd say it. Do you know what I mean? Or Powerade. Alex, what do you think?
Limpton iced tea.
They're both really good.
He wants some Limpton.
I want some Limpton. Limpton.
Limpton.
They're both good. They're both good for different reasons.
Oh, no, it's tough making a decision.
If you want the hangover to be over, drink water.
Yeah, you're going to have to
go to... If you're really hungover... Sometimes water is disgusting.
Yeah, you can't,
Do it.
And that's why you use the 7-Up that you already got from your KFC box. Or your Mountain Dew. I would just say water too, because you Keep Drinking is not an option forever.
That's right.
Just a delay
mechanism. I want to have Gatorade there, but it wasn't on that side of the bracket. And then the final, guys, drinking water versus fast food. We're going to go fast food, I'm pretty sure. I'm going fast food.
Yeah, why not fast food?
I agree.
And I think everyone's got a particular fast food in mind when they're thinking about it. Oh, I know I do. It's KFC. Ultimate Box, Ultimate Box. But I'll add some chicken too because I'm especially hungry right now. So I'd like maybe some more chicken.
Are you hungry right maybe now? Some,
yeah, I'm fucking hungry. This is just triggering me.
There we go. Fast food.
It's weird that blowjob wasn't actually on it though. Or wanking.
Yeah, for sure.
Blowjob. Not everyone has that option.
No, I mean, yeah, but that's what I more meant. Like, if
surprise threesome wasn't.
Not everyone has the option of water either. You've been to Africa, bro.
Oh, come
they're not
on.
Gonna hike 3 miles to a well to get clean water for their hangover. Probably not getting drunk, are they?
Yeah. Depends on their priorities, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I guess wanking is a good one too. That should have been on there.
Mm. You reckon that helps a hangover?
Definitely.
Distraction.
You're losing more liquid though, aren't you?
Really raising it up. Have a
but
wank
you're also sweating it out.
Have a wank in
if
a
it's
sauna.
It's like a Coke wank. You're sweating it out.
Yeah, there's different ones.
All right, it's good getting sweaty. I like playing sport. That's one I like doing. Because I'm not one of those people who can just lie around on the couch, watch something. Because then I'm just thinking about how bad I feel. I need to get up.
Yeah, you're annoying to
get
be around.
Going. do something, swim.
He's like, oh, let's go get breakfast. It's like it's 9 a.m. and we're all hungover and we got home 3 hours ago.
Yeah, but I'm awake. It wakes me up at that time. I don't fucking know.
No good.
Watch some shows. Yeah. What do you do for your hangover on Sunday? Threesome porn.
No, what did I do? I ended up staying over at a girl's house next to the pub. I didn't make it to the pub.
Oh, so
hello.
Just doing like a late night call and just being like, hey. And she's like, hey.
Well, you rang her?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, shit. Outside.
We're ringing.
Outside.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, okay.
I'm outside.
I'm outside your window.
Pretty much. Like,
what's your favorite scary movie?
What's up? Fucking like a rom-com. I'm outside. It's raining.
With the boombox.
What the fuck? Like,
that's wild.
I didn't know kids still do that these days. I thought it was all moved to the message. You out, you up. I didn't know it was like straight. Depends. She probably picked up because she thought you were in hospital or something.
Who makes calls?
Love that. But How many rings did it take till she picked up?
Only 47.
Just the one. But she said this would be the last time.
How many times have you done it?
A couple.
Delete my number.
That's funny. Do you remember the conversation?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, God.
I was like, wonder if it was like it's fully asleep. She barely like didn't pick up. She's like, hello? Or was it like, hello? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you had to be like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
What's up? What's up?
Fuck, that's a different type of hangover, isn't it? The like regret hangovers where you're like embarrassed about the shit you did if you did something crazy. Those ones are hard to shake.
Gambling hangovers are hard. Yeah,
that's a different
gambling
one.
Gambling hangover mixed with a real hangover. There's double hangover, bro.
Yeah, that's rough. That's bank account double. Hangover.
Bank account hangover. Should we get into some trending stories or other things we did? Did you do anything else interesting?
No, man.
I already know what our top story is going to be, but let's get into it.
Tom and Finch's trending news. Oh, my.
Ricky Martin accused of romantic relationship with nephew.
This is all
it's
we talked
not
about.
Funny.
This is what we talked about when we first got to the party because this was fresh.
It was, it happened like an hour before the podcast party. So that's all that was on our mind. That's why we wanted to do karaoke so badly.
Mm. Just so we could do some Ricky Martin classics.
He bangs.
Oh, baby, when he, nephew. It's not good.
We had trouble working nephew into it.
It's a hard word.
So Ricky Martin. Well, the word I saw the story is like Ricky Martin faces 50 years jail.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck,
due
what did he
incest
do? Due to incest charges, I'm, oh, fuck. Mm. Even darker. We're not laughing at this point. Mm. But then we found out it was kind of consensual. The nephew was 21, which makes it a bit funnier, I think. But he did it in a country where the incest charge is like hectic. It's like...
What country was
it's
it?
Very illegal. It's not like... I feel like in some parts of Australia, don't want to say which, it's decriminalised. They're like, oh, yeah. I don't want to say which part.
Yeah.
Don't want to say which
part. Do we know what country it was, Alex?
I think they're Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rico. Right.
Puerto Rico.
I mean, it's frowned upon mostly.
No, it's very illegal. It's very frowned upon everywhere. Mm. But like, also there's like 50 years. Boom, that's
50
like,
years is a lot.
That's a long time.
Especially if it's consensual, but I don't really know
story. Yeah.
Yeah, there was...
So we're going to find out the full story.
Yes, okay. So Ricky Martin has denied domestic violence and incest allegations filed by his 21-year-old nephew.
So wait, how is it...
So he was hit with... Martin was hit with a restraining order from an anonymous report, but he's denying all of this.
So what was the charge? Like, what did they think he did? Or what is he accused of?
He's of domestic violence.
Like what?
Like what specifically?
Yeah.
I don't think they say that.
They don't say. Exercise physical and psychological attacks.
Oh, right. Well, now you're making it all dark, Tom.
It's dark. Well, it was always
Get
pretty
back
dark.
To the funny incest stuff.
I just want to know the story.
No, yeah, we more, yeah, like what's the full story is what Tom was saying. I was like, were they in a romantic relationship? How did they meet?
Family reunion.
I think we know
that one in
Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't want to know anymore.
Were they together for a long time?
9 months, I think.
Then how do you deny that if they were together for nine months? He's already guilty. Take a plea deal, Ricky. Sometimes Law and Order SVU do real stories, like based on what's happened in the news. This is going to be a cracker. It's going to be a Latin singer, and then they'll do it slightly different. They'll do it like
Mickey Rotten.
Yeah. Mickey Rotten.
Yeah,
Mickey Rotten, and then maybe not nephew. They'll do like, oh, fuck. It's all. Nah, it's a pretty fucked up show.
They'll probably
just
do nephew. They'll probably just
do brother or something. No, they'll take it next level. Do you know what I mean?
That's wild.
But Ricky Martin is denying all of this. He's denying even the relationship happened.
Oh, okay.
That's...
Hashtag free Ricky. What? Why? Is that not a hashtag that's trending?
Maybe. It might be in the Ricky Martin circles.
Three of the biggest songs ever when he burst on the scene, and then no one heard from him again. It was the Cup of Life song, the World Cup song. Here we go. Ole, ole, ole. Why are you laughing? It was that Living a Vida Loca. Oh, is that She Bangs? Is that the same song? Or maybe it's just two of the biggest songs, Living a Vida Loca.
Yeah. And then there was that one that came out recently, and it kind of makes more sense now.
I think I've heard that song.
Yeah. I think it was called It's Not You, It's My Nephew.
What?
That's what it was called. We're just doing some research to find the song. I think it's here somewhere. And it was all about like a new love story. It's the same intro noise as last week.
Yeah.
Alright, here's Ricky Martin's new song. It's Not You, It's My Nephew.
Fuck, that's a fast beat. Hashtag free Ricky. I am a Spanish lover and I like to eat some cheese. Also like to drink some milk and I like my Lipton iced tea. Yeah, I drink iced tea every... Oh, well, not after that bit yet. I like to eat spaghetti and I like to eat some jats. I like a Zupa Dupa and I like my nephew's crack.
Likes to take his clothes off and go dancing at family reunions.
No. Like a positive, right?
Upside, inside out, getting inside my nephew.
We can't. Oh, we're cancelled. That's the worst song we've ever had to play on this. Fucking Ricky. I don't like your new track, Ricky.
Wasn't us, it was Ricky, bro.
It was Ricky.
Oh, it seemed like it was a mainly food focused song for a little bit there. A lot of foods going on.
Well, I was realizing it was a dark topic, so if we could make it a bit lighter with some food references, I was like, everyone likes to eat.
That's true.
Their nephew's ass. Anyway. Yeah,
you try and blend it in. That's what he was trying to do. He's trying to blend it in with common things to make it less taboo.
I think it's interesting how they only let like one Spanish singer become English famous every sort of couple of years. Do you know what I mean? And then you got to pass the torch to the next one. So it was Ricky Martin. Then he passed the torch to Enrique Iglesias.
And then
he passed it to Shakira. Jennifer Lopez keeps grabbing it every now and then. Everyone's like, give it back. You've had your fucking time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's the one at the moment? I think like Bad Bunny people seem to like in America. I still don't know.
There's the guy who did Despacito.
Despacito guy got it for a year from one song.
Yep.
There was Psy, got it for a bit.
No, he was Korean.
Not Spanish, yeah, but he kind of like, he got the pass, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was doing a lot of
the S word pass. Yeah. Flamenco dancing. Yeah,
it was similar.
Who's the big Spanish crossover now? We're forgetting someone big, I think.
Of course, Pitbull.
Pitbull, yeah. Well, Pitbull got it for a few years.
Yeah.
Didn't want to like a Pitbull with a baby in its mouth. Didn't want to let it go.
That's right. God bless him. No, maybe not. What are we talking about? I got sidetracked with the Spanish musicians.
You mean the singer.
And we were talking about Ricky Martin.
Who's the big Spanish dog at the moment? It's a shame we don't get a lot of Spanish influence in Australia because I really do like the culture.
Dude, if you want to hear some Spanish music, go on Spotify and just listen to the top tracks worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 50% Spanish.
Fuck, yeah, see?
Yeah.
I think even if you go on the normal American charts, it's probably all Spanish.
Yeah, there's heaps of it.
I'm going to find it. So you just talk about something. Who's the most Spanish Australian? Like, do we have any, like...
I don't know.
No, do you know what I mean, bud?
Yeah. That guy, Miguel from Miguel. The living room, you know, the cooking guy, and he's like... That's the only one we've got.
Top 50 global, that's what I'm looking for. Straight away, Quevedo, that sounds Spanish. Yeah, Number one. Yep, there's Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's big. Crazy that Running Up the Hill, Kate Bush is in the charts still.
I feel like it had a... Because it was in that... Was it in Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Before that, back in the day, it was in OC and it popped off again.
Yeah, okay. That's all we need to get Shuey. We just need Shuey to get on one big show. One big fucking show. That's all.
Very specific topic.
I feel like Cobra Kai. I feel like it'd be good on Cobra Kai. After Johnny Lawrence just like kicks the shit out of someone, like a kid, then pumps a shoey. I feel like that'd be sick.
Pitch it.
Shakira's back in there. Did you see?
Really?
See her and her husband broke up? So she was dating Gerard Piqué. He's a soccer player, plays for Barcelona and the Spanish national team. Fullback. He met her at the World Cup where she did the song Waka Waka Africa. Remember that song?
How could you forget?
If you're going to get any singer to do the song for the African World Cup, you're getting the Colombian. That's facts.
Makes sense.
He cheated on her.
Oh, no.
And that's why I was like... Not with his knees. We're off that.
My bad.
We've moved on.
It was a Spanish thing, maybe.
But yeah, and that's why everyone's like, how the fuck could he cheat on Shakira? Like, where's he going to go from that? Her?
Yeah, it's hard.
Maybe he's like, her hips do lie.
Yeah, traitor. Treacherous hips.
Treacherous. You don't hear the word treacherous enough. Camila Cabello, I think she's Spanish. Cardi B, they kind of got Spanish vibes, but Cardi B's not like Spanish. Anyway, I'm still on to that.
What's the next story?
Bad Bunny's really got a lot of songs.
Ignore him.
If you had to think of an artist called Bad Bunny, you're not thinking they're doing adult music. Oh, yeah. You're thinking it's like a side project, the Yellow Wiggle. Sort of took off.
No. I don't want to picture that.
Okay. Don't you think it sounds like kids' music?
Nah, you don't have Bad
Bunny. Come on, kids, it's Bad Bunny.
No, that's like something you tell the kids is going to get you if you're not good for Easter. You know? If you're naughty, the Bad Bunny's watching.
Bunny's going to come and nibble your little toes off.
He's going to put you in a fucking egg and take you into the forest. No?
Roll you down the hill. Okay, next story.
Man who feared his wife refused to tell her he had a water bottle stuck in his anus.
Man who feared?
His wife.
Feared his wife?
Refused to tell her he had a water bottle stuck in his anus.
I was just like...
That's a lot.
That's quite the hangover cure, isn't it?
I mean...
Water came second, so...
Shelving is a good way to get stuff to the bloodstream quick.
Quicker.
You need water ASAP.
ASAP. Get it in me.
And why do you think water bottles are shaped like that?
To put them in the anus.
Exactly.
And why they're called pump. Directions.
Yeah. Why's it got a nipple top? There's a lot of questions.
I think
it's a bit gaslighty.
Yeah.
For starters, to say that man who like
feared the wife. I don't think you can blame the wife for that. He's an adult male. Made a decision. Unless she did it.
I think she might just be a normal human who is getting annoyed at him shoving things up his ass. You know, it's not the woman's fault that you're shoving weird items up your asshole.
Yeah, I feel like any normal partner would be angry if they keep putting like shit up their butt and having to go to hospital.
Yeah, it's like, can you fish out the cat?
good way.
It's in my asshole. It's like fucking like
it's
hell,
a good
Rick.
Way to get out of things you don't want to do. Oh, I don't want to go to your fucking that christening. I'm going to shove something up my butt.
Yeah. Whoops.
Well, what happened was she was
a story,
worried about him losing his appetite, and he had constipation and cramps. So they went to the hospital, but he didn't reveal that it was the water bottle stuck in his anus. He was just like, God. Oh yeah, I don't know what it is. And then when they finally told her,
that's so embarrassing.
So why does he fear if she's just trying to help him?
Go to the hospital by yourself if you know you've stuck a water bottle up your ass. Don't make her make you. I know men don't like to go to the doctor.
No, but I'm going by myself if I've got a water bottle in there.
If you've caused it by putting something up your ass, maybe just take the trip.
Unless it's all I can think it's a prank gone wrong.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know how people like pop a whoopee cushion down when you're sitting down? She doesn't have one around. He's about to sit on a hard bench. She's naked.
Lubed up water bottle.
Naked. She's got a lubed up water bottle for some reason.
Mm. Pop. That is funny.
She's like, did you just fucking, did that go up your whole ass? I was like, no.
That sounds like a TikTok I'd like.
Yeah, I would like it. I don't think it would. I think it would get deleted quickly.
Mm. Yeah, no, you're all right.
Yeah, go by yourself. Anytime I have penis stuff or ball stuff.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot. By myself. Always by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I like to go with a mate. I think that could be funny.
Oh, like support?
Yeah, just like one of the boys. It's like, what seems to be the problem? It's like, oh, fucking water bottle up the butt.
Yeah.
And then we high five, like, yeah, you did. And it's like, oh, is this your partner? It's like, nah, he's just coming for hanging out.
Yeah.
He's done it before last year, so it's, you know.
How do you reckon they get that out? Where do they start? I guess at the asshole, but what method?
No, you flush it out through the mouth, bro.
All the way up through the body.
No. I'm saying because, okay, there's two ways you can get it out. There's probably more. We'll figure it out, okay?
Okay.
Let's say tongs.
Yeah.
Tongs. So you open up that arsehole, tong it out.
Like a spreading thing? What's that
How called? Do you do it if your dog's eating something badly? You just wait till it shits it out.
I don't think a water bottle's coming out.
Yeah, it depends on how bad your stomach bug is.
Mm.
So they give you like off meat and they just say, just start chomping on it.
But the problem is you just start filling the water bottle.
Oh, I see what you're saying here. I see what you're saying here.
Mm.
Amyl, I guess. A lot of amyl.
I reckon a lot of amyl type substance.
Amyl and then just some Taco Bell.
You gotta get the pincers up there, bro.
Amyl and Taco Bell. Mm. Amyl, you just do it all at once. It's kind of like childbirth, maybe. So how do they get a baby out their buttholes?
Yeah.
So how do women get babies out of their buttholes?
Alex?
I have to look it up, but it says the report.
I have to look that up. I would like you to look that up.
Women
how do women get babies out of their buttholes?
But the report
says...
The man inserted the bottle with the bottom going first and planned to use the top as the grip to pull it out.
Holy fuck.
Well, he had a game plan.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
He was going to do the old bowling ball.
But that's a loose asshole if you're going bottom first.
That is difficult.
That is.
Mm.
Wait, his wife?
What?
A man with an asshole that loose often doesn't have a wife. I just want to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Some guys get into that, you know? Maybe she pegs him.
Yeah, but that like a peg's not that. That's like a big peg.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a peg. I ate a peg, bro. That's fucking a lot going on.
It's a Pegasus.
Going on there. Woo! That's kind of like a reverse. That's what my brother did. Like for our first drink of the night. Not like that. We're in a round for the podcast Patreon party. First drink, he goes, let's get a Jaeger Coke. Like, can we start on a beer, Matt?
He's yeah.
like, nah, trust me. Like, it's eases the stomach.
I don't
stomach.
Think I've ever had a Jaeger Coke in my life.
He goes, it eases the stomach. My stomach wasn't upset. Till the Jaeger Coke.
So, he said it was originally medicine, Jägermeister. Is that true? I heard him say that.
He did.
It does
say
taste
that.
Like medicine, so I'll believe it.
He's smart and he says a lot of things, so I'll just go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did. I took note of that.
Do you have any more additions to the story? I feel like, you're looking up how women give births out their buttholes.
I moved on from that. I'm looking about the history of Jägermeister.
Fuck yeah, tell us.
Jäger means.
Master Hunter.
Mm.
Or hunt master. Master of the hunt.
Master of the hunt. That's cool.
Yep.
Okay, this is boring. Yeah. Let's move on.
And apparently with that, sometimes during birth, the wall can rip and you can...
Oh, we were joking, bro. Yeah,
all right. Man sets record for pushing peanut up mountain using his nose.
Peanut?
Mm-hmm.
Peanut up mountain using nose.
Ooh,
that's fucking not something I would ever want to do.
That's just one of those ones.
That shouldn't be a record for that.
That's one of those ones you just think of and you're like, no one would have been dumb enough to do that.
Yeah, it'd be 1 meter because no one's fucking done it before.
Four people have done it.
Four people have done it.
Oh my God.
Clip here.
That's okay. Oh, they put on the news.
Oh my God.
Is he wearing glasses?
Oh, he's got some kind of apparatus to flip it up the mountain. Oh, I thought he was using his actual nose.
That's bullshit.
It shouldn't be. That is fucking the most tedious thing I've ever seen.
I like how you say apparatus, but it's just
a little
spatula.
Yeah, he's got a spatula
spade,
on
spade spatula.
On a COVID mask.
He's looking like that dude believes the earth is flat. You can tell him.
Bro, what the fuck?
That is the sickest cunt ever.
He do you get money for breaking world records or is it just a claim?
He looks like the dude would have, if you go to a trailer park, he would have the most stories. Do you know what I mean?
And like a man-made antenna that can get digital channels somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like he sits things in a chair made of cans, like a fucking interesting dude he looked like. I really... what was I going to say? So, was there any more to the story? How long did he push it up for, I guess, though?
From memory, it was around...
From memory?
Yeah.
7 days.
Playing Minesweeper.
Sorry, I was scrolling down on the
dust. Oh, I meant like it was his favourite story from 10 years ago. He watches it every year. He watches the whole 7 days every year. Oh, from memory. But like 7 days is how many metres? I don't... Like, or is it just a length
continuous
of time?
Up a mountain.
Yeah, it was up a mountain. I don't know how many meters.
That's crazy.
That is fucking wild. I think that's just a record I wouldn't want to have.
I think we should try do some record breaking for the podcast.
Oh, that's
funny.
Can
we find the easiest record to break?
Yeah.
Okay,
I want an easy one. I don't want to work hard, you know. I don't want to push a peanut up a mountain.
Nah, I'm with you. So we need just something so bizarre no one would have done it.
No one would want to do it as well.
I guess, like, do we do the same style of thing? Like, tonguing a skittle across a train track? That's dangerous too. That's not smart.
That's not an easy one.
Okay, what do you mean then?
I don't know. I have to do some research. I want something no one's thought of.
No one's thought of. Well, I think if we just combine, especially if we combine new age things that haven't been in existence long, people couldn't have done them.
Okay.
What about like the most swipes on Tinder? Someone would have done that.
I'm thinking like, this is so old, but as an example, like the most dabs, you know, like someone would have done
someone
a lot.
Someone would have done it. Yeah, I get what
like
you're
saying. But like a new one
of
those.
If we're first onto that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What about, like, what's a song no one would have listened to?
Ricky Martin's.
I think most impromptu songs could easily be.
Most impromptu songs.
Longest impromptu song.
What about, longest time doing the noise, kiki, meow, kiki, meow, kiki, meow, or like a noise no one's ever done. Do you know what I mean?
The good thing about that is no one in the world is going to want to listen to that to confirm or deny. They'll just take your word for it.
I did the longest poopies.
Oh, yeah, cool. You know what I mean? Bro, you can have it. Have the trophy.
There you go. What about most times having sex with a woman without giving her an orgasm?
Okay. Do we take like previous ones we've tried? Okay, we've got a whole history behind
this. It all counts. I'm saying the work's there.
Yeah.
The form is there.
Our logbooks are filled out. We just need to pass the test.
Okay, what about most pages ripped out of library books without them noticing?
I really like it.
I think Hitler would have won that back in the day.
I think they noticed though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of OnlyFans is new. We could do something on OnlyFans.
We're not going to succeed in that area, surely.
Yeah, but I'm saying if we do non-sexual things on OnlyFans,
least subscribed OnlyFans.
Yeah, we'll try and get minuses,
minus subscribers on OnlyFans. I would I would like that. I would like to have a Tom and Frenchie OnlyFans. But we would, guys, but I know we wouldn't keep it going for long enough. We'd get over it after one live stream.
Like one hand job, I'll be exhausted.
Yeah, one pump water bottle up the bar and we're like, oh, fuck, off to the hospital. Was it the jackass Steve-O put a toy car up there?
I love that.
That one was
Ryan Dunn. R.I.P.
Put a toy car in it with a condom and they popped it up there and then they went into the doctor straight face so going, hey man, I think I've like... He told him it was a toy car, didn't he?
No, he goes, I think when they just said he just said he felt sick. He said he had a wild party the night before or something. And then the guy shows him the x-ray and he's like, I don't remember eating that. And he's like, you could not have eaten this. This did not come from your mouth. This came from your... So good.
Oh, my goodness.
Very funny. Classic. All right, what's next?
We've got a game of Family Feud.
Finally.
Is this the fuck segment of the week?
Yes.
Ooh.
But we have a different sting for it this time.
Let's go.
Oh.
I believe. Oh, no, these are the... No, same sting. My bad, but we've got the... That's
great.
There were two different ones.
There we go.
Oh, okay, you've got yes and no. Can we
get does Family Feud have a theme?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it up. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about fucking that.
So what we have done is I've gotten a few questions from a proper Family Feud quiz, but mm-hmm. We've gone on social media and Discord and asked the audience for their submissions as well.
Awesome.
Answers. So we've got to guess, A, what... most people would have guessed for this question and B, what our listeners would have guessed, which is going to be some form of cookery. Yes. Absolute cookery. I'm very excited for it.
All right, let's
I've already played this song, so that's great.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tom and Frenchie's Family Feud.
First up, we've got Ricky Martin and his nephew. They are feuding. No, we're not doing that Family Feud. It's actual Family Feud. Tom versus Frenchie, hosted by...
Limpton.
Lacey.
Say his last name.
Zalafanakis. Lafaridi.
Zaffarellis.
All right, let's get on with the game.
Let's go.
Okay, so the first... So can we get your buzzers?
Poopy! Wee-wee!
No, you can't do... Okay, opposite. I'll go low then. I'll go poopy.
Wee-wee!
Yeah, that's better. Okay. One low, one high.
So stupid.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Name a bad job for someone who is accident prone.
Wee-wee!
Okay, Tom.
Construction worker.
That is on the board, second place with 20 votes.
Top answer. Well done.
Woo!
So if I guess the top answer, I get to decide if I want to play or pass.
Yes, I'm going to give two answers for this. The official answer as well as one of the Tom and Frenchie ones. If you get
you don't tell us. Okay,
so each one has a Tom and Frenchie version.
Okay. No, he's going to say the top answer is the top answer and one Tom and Frenchie one because he's decided they're more powerful than the regular ones.
Okay.
I'm going to do a normal one. I'm going to guess accident prone. I'm going to guess doctor. You wouldn't want to be a doctor.
Bam, bam.
Not on the list. Okay.
I'd say surgeon could have been.
Shut up. That's a doctor. That's a specialist.
Okay, surgeon was on it.
Oh, you're a fuck. That's a doctor.
You should have been smarter.
They're a type of doctor. That's wrong.
It's on you.
You're wrong.
You wouldn't have got it on the show.
Was it number one?
It was number seven.
Oh, that's fine then. So surgeons. So Tom still decides.
So Tom, would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass.
Okay. Prostitute.
That is a Tom and Frenchie one. I'm going
to
give it.
To be. Well, you wouldn't want to be accident prone, prostitute, beautiful, priest. So I've got three X's, guys. After three chances, wrong answers, then Tom can steal all the points.
We did not get priest.
Okay, I just guessed. I assume they would have said that. Well, you wouldn't want to be accident prone. Name a, something fucking... zookeeper.
No way.
Oh, fuck.
Is that three wrong?
I think two. You one more.
That's two. It's hard. Okay, so I'm thinking I'm going through jobs. I'm like teachers and I'm kind of not like job where you wouldn't want to be accident. I'm thinking what if Tom and Frenchie's cookery going to say? Like what
How many?
You were close with doctor, but I need something more specific.
Surgeons.
Oh, we already said.
No, but not a surgeon. There's more doctors, but they're more specific.
I get what you're saying, but Frenchie's a bit slower than me.
They have longer names. More specific.
I feel like you're giving him way too much.
Too much? Okay.
It's gynecologist.
Correct. Let's had gynecologist.
Let's go. I was going to say witch doctor, and then you said longer name. I'm like, okay. Okay. A couple of times. Was that a Tom and Frenchie?
Yes.
I guess you wouldn't want to be accident prone, would you? Whoops. No. A few fingers.
Yeah, you slip in.
I'm just drinking this pump water. Oh, no, not again. Okay, last one. Job that you wouldn't want to be accident prone. And you got to be specific. You know, do general jobs.
Stop time filling.
No, I'm just the like clock's running out. Tension.
The clock's running out.
Lion tamer.
Fuck. No, that's incorrect.
So if I do, I have to go to
you
get
one guess. If you get it, oh, what's on the board? You can steal all the points.
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I like that.
That's how it works. How normal it works. Family Feud.
Pilot.
That's a good answer. Oh, brutal!
I was so confident.
Brutal.
You don't want to be accident prone.
That's our 9/11. That wasn't even a terrorist attack. It was just a clumsy old plane, man.
All right, we had. I'll just say a couple good ones. So on the real, I don't want to say real. What the
board
the normie one? We've got food service,
chef,
window washer, driver.
No, pilots don't say window washer. Who cares if you're accident prone? What's the worst going to happen? No, you get a dirty window.
The people on the side of the buildings.
Oh,
bro.
I thought you.
Like the guys at the traffic lights.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
They might walk into traffic to be fair.
Yeah, I guess that's still dangerous. Okay.
And then from Tom and Frenchie fandom, we have circumcision doctor.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I did say doctor.
Brothel cleaner.
Brothel cleaner.
In case you slip over a loaded Johnny.
Brothel cleaner.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next question.
Good pants, guys. Good pants. The survivors had some good names.
Mm.
The militia, Tom and Frenchie militia. The children. Children's still the best name for our people. Tom and children are Tom and Frenchie.
Okay.
Yes.
So fingers on the buzzers.
I forgot mine. Oh, wee.
Yeah, you remember?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Name something a customer might do to annoy a waitress.
Poopy.
Is that your answer? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Click. That's like a real one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, what would I do?
Snap fingers.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. But only, I'm going to put it at a number three.
Fuck.
Because okay, the fans can, also Tom get take this.
Not tip.
Oh, it's American.
That's number two, so higher.
Oh, nice, yes. Tom. Nice.
But number one isn't.
Doesn't matter. See, he's higher than me, okay. So he can decide if he wants to play or pass.
I'll play.
Okay. Nice. So far we have snap fingers and not tip.
Yes. Mm. American, he's smart.
Complain. Is that too broad?
Yeah. Complain. Is it on the board?
It's not specific enough.
Okay. Punch the waitress.
That's good. I was going to guess that.
That is really fucking close.
Got to be on the board.
It's
really close.
Dude. No.
Oh. So there's a similar abuse type one.
Kind of.
Kick the waitress.
Slap the
possibly.
Waitress. Okay. What else is annoying? You're at a restaurant. I don't know. This is kind of hard, isn't it?
I only know joke ones now. My brain's gone to joke ones.
Okay. Shit their pants.
Ah, that's good.
I'm going to award that. There was a fart.
Yeah, that's close enough. That's close enough. That's
okay.
Good.
Scream. I got one more. Give compliments to the chef. They hate that.
Why don't you compliment me? I brought it out. Okay, I can steal here.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, I'm going to say piss on them. They did not like piss and or Oh, you've already done shit, haven't you?
I've done shit,
okay,
yeah.
Wank. I'll go wank then. Wank on them.
I'm an award that we've got wank at the table.
Yeah.
I feel like French, you read the answers.
No, I know.
Too confident.
That's what I knew it was going to be something like that because I was thinking, what would annoy a waiter if I did it? And wank was the other one for clicking. Can we try to guess the other ones now, even though I stole all those points? And yep. How many more are on the board?
Okay, there are... There's one big one and then...
That's like a normal... There's a normie left.
I don't know.
What's going to annoy the waiter?
Two normies.
I think if you point... Is it pointing at him or yelling at him? Hand up? Yelling at him?
I think that's like snap fingers.
Mm.
Yeah, I couldn't think of
any. There's a big one.
It's a big one. What really annoys waiters?
Waiters and chefs.
And chefs. Sending food back.
Yep.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah. That's it when you get that. It's weird they don't like that. Like, don't you want us to have a delicious meal? Get everything we ordered?
Didn't I say complain?
Too broad.
Too broad. If I'm not getting doctor.
True.
We also had some... These are the fan ones. We had finger their asshole.
that's a dead...
Oh, they don't like that. I don't like that.
Airdrop a dick pic.
True.
And my personal favorite, just give them AIDS.
Give them AIDS!
Yeah, that sucks.
All accurate. All accurate.
Yeah, I hate that.
You can't argue with that.
Okay. The next question. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon.
Poopy. his other woman.
Correct, and that is the top answer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Now I've got the feel of American Family Feud. They love that. Steve Harvey would be going nuts right now. He's a woman on the board. I'll play. Okay. He shouldn't take on to his honeymoon. Taser. Well, he shouldn't. He shouldn't. No. I'm going on my honeymoon. Oh, what are you bringing for us? I'm going to bring something I shouldn't take, but I'm going to anyway. Pump water bottle.
Fuck. Sorry, that's not there.
When something a man shouldn't take? Bad attitude. That's like a good one.
That's good.
Okay, Tom can steal it.
Okay, what shouldn't you take? A vacuum for her to do some fucking housework.
I was in a kitchen.
That's not there, but I like it.
Okay, that's good.
What is on there?
How many more are there? Should we keep guessing?
Yeah, I think you should keep guessing.
Let's keep guessing then, Tom. We can get this.
What wouldn't you take on a honeymoon?
Fuck, Family Feud's hard when you start...
Work.
Work. Yes, that's great.
Yes.
A book, that's same as work. But like, why are you reading on your honeymoon?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Mm.
No, it's not there.
Okay. Same something you shouldn't take on your honeymoon.
The kids. We don't want to bring our kids along. We're on a honeymoon.
Other people's kids. You're the hot nephew.
Yeah, your hot nephew.
We had parents.
Who would take parents?
My son-in-law, I want to come.
Okay, Mum. I don't know why I've got the same.
You're the same age as me.
I am.
We had parents, the boys.
The boys.
I can see why you'd do that. That'd be fun. That would be fun.
And AIDS again.
AIDS again.
Yeah, you got to leave that at home for the honeymoon.
Have you seen the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where the gang play Family Feud?
Yeah, it's funny.
So it's so good. So what it is like they interview 100 people these questions and what has happened is Charlie was one of the people that got interviewed that day. So he guesses these random things like name something you shouldn't eat at a restaurant or like you eat at a restaurant and be like steak milk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like he would get 1 point every time because he like was the one that got interviewed. It was so fucking good.
That's
like chalk. So what's our, we got another topic?
Yep.
How many have we got?
How many we got?
We've got
45
questions. Use your mic, sorry.
Three more questions.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. We'll pump through them then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. I love a bit of a game.
It's fun.
I'm assuming I'm winning, but it's more about us versus the people now. It's not about Tom versus French anymore.
Us versus the people.
Okay. Name something people are often chased by in movies.
Poopy.
Chased by a movie.
Pedophiles. It has to be on there. Priests or pedophiles.
That's two answers.
Okay, it's not on there. I said pedophiles first. That's fine. That's fine if it's not on there.
He's really not this. Sure. It must be a specific.
That's what it is.
I reckon it's a specific.
It's a specific pedophile.
If it's not on there, Rolf it's Harris not on there. Or Tom. Oh. We'll ask Tom. Do you think if it's a specific pedophile, it's...
You can give it to him if it's a specific.
Just don't do it the top answer, then Tom can still steal it. Just
okay. I'm going to...
Who was it?
It was Tom.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. Okay, Tom, right, what's someone people are chased by?
Chased by in movies. There'd be car chases.
Correct.
No way. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that top answer?
You can play.
Tom was the top answer.
Okay,
fuck. Okay, chased in by murderers.
Yeah, that's bad guys.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought it was all going to be a specific type of bad guys. That's really, really changed.
Dogs.
Yes, that's there.
Or, you go. I've got a good one, though.
There's two left.
Okay.
And they're both the website's one.
Tom's dominating this topic.
Pretty much everyone said Tom. Yeah.
Chased by fans, like in a Beatles, Beatlemania kind of, like women. Yeah, fair enough. Chased by bears, that one Leonardo DiCaprio film.
And he was like, oh no, don't catch me. Oh no, I'm pushing a peanut up a hill with my nose. Oh no, the bear's coming.
Chased by...
They're going to make a movie about that guy.
We've done murder as bad guys. Chased by... dragons.
Yeah, I'll put that as monsters.
Oh, wow.
That's good. That is the top answer.
Wow, top really?
Top answer.
Well, beside Tom.
Yeah, nice.
Beside Tom. Wow. Nailed that. All right, next one.
Okay.
Did you get all the answers?
Pretty much. The only one was...
Well, he's got to get one more guess there, man. Otherwise, I can steal it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's one more?
There's one more.
Chased by sharks.
That is incorrect. Do you want to steal?
I do want to steal it. And guys, if you listen to the podcast, you know there can only be one answer. What is the most dangerous, most interesting animal in the world? To make a whole Netflix series about it. It's the bee. Man versus bee. Is bees on the list?
Bees is on the list.
I said it. I was going to say it as a joke. I was going to jump in on you. And then I'm like, wait, that actually could be it.
Is it actually?
No.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
He was so confident. Like, he thought he was a genius. It could be bees. Yeah.
No, the answer was cops.
We're very white. We would not have guessed that.
I got pulled over the other day.
And then they were like, oh, sorry, sir.
Sorry, sir. It's a man in a pumpkin hat driving a car. On your way, sir. It was an old-timey cop.
What did you do? Why did you get pulled over?
I was driving the van.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, it's got no plates.
You should not have a van. Yeah. Oh, is it got no... You're driving it now.
Well, I was just driving it to get something fixed.
To get plates.
Yeah,
fuck,
sure.
This van battle, guys. It's still going.
It's only just started again. It was sitting in storage for ages.
Yeah, Tom had a season off. He's up to season three of trying to get his van roadworthy.
Let's move on.
Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather.
Pilpy. Oh.
I think Tom was...
Swimming.
Correct, and that is the top answer.
Ooh. Nice work, Tom. Nice work.
All right, traditionally in hot weather...
So you're going to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Okay. He's got his rhythm now. He's going. He's killing it.
Traditional hot weather. That would be...
Stalling.
That would be... Of course, that would be boating.
Correct.
That's fucking bullshit.
7 points.
Yes.
That's five bullshit. On the board. There's five on the board on the website. So you've already got swimming and boating.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three in the middle, and then there are some Tom and Frenchy ones.
Tom and Frenchy ones, shoey. Okay, I'm going back to real world. I'm going to say fishing.
Fuck, what's done in hot
water skiing? Water sports.
He saw Alex's face and he was like...
What a world.
What a world.
I think that's two wrong answers.
I think it was three. Sunbaking. Is that not a leisure activity?
Let's go.
That was on there. That was
his poker face that time.
Yeah, I thought I'd done it.
Yep, that was a fan submission. It was bathing with your tits out or something like that. Sunbaking with your tits out.
Baking with your tits out. There you go.
That is a good pastime.
Tits out. I only do it in hot weather. I'm going to do that cricket, but it's American.
Cricket was there. Fan submission and baseball was there, so I was going to put baseball as cricket.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because everything's water sports in my mind.
What else happens in summer? Festivals. Only doing hot weather. No,
that's not there.
That's a no, though.
Yeah, well, I've already won. I stole it.
You haven't won. You haven't.
No, because you can steal it. In the end, you just need to get one to steal it.
Well, then why are we playing?
Because now we're trying to guess them for fun, for people listening. Like, oh, I was going to guess
people
that
are
too.
Listening?
Why are we fucking playing? Let's move on. Let's go. So okay, what were the others?
Surfing.
I'm an
water
idiot.
Sport.
Volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Skinny dipping.
Ooh.
The slug.
Yeah, that's
drinking
good.
Beer.
Yeah, drinking.
Should we? I was thinking along that line.
Have a wank.
You want it nice and hot. You want it really hot for a wank. Nature's lubricant.
Yeah.
Sweat.
Okay.
Sweat.
Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
Wee wee.
Oh.
Okay, Tom.
Art gallery. Ooh, his delay scares me.
Yeah, it's good.
That is correct. And that is the top.
Oh, fuck. He's on fire.
Preschool.
That is correct. A Tom and Frenchie top answer.
That is funny.
We had preschool, orphanage, primary school, kindergarten.
That's so fucked.
They said you can't touch anything. Listeners? They're right. What? Okay. Museum.
That is so fucked.
Museum and art gallery are the same thing. One.
Okay. Can't touch anything. The zoo.
Oh, I was going to say that one.
Correct. For number two position.
Strip club.
Oh, fucking hell.
Number three.
Yes. It's getting all the good ones.
Can't touch anything. You can look, but you can't touch. Brothel. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, you can.
You can.
Definitely.
Can't touch anything. MC Hammer's house.
That's fucking good.
I wish that was on the house.
That's fucking good.
Petting zoo. No, that doesn't make sense.
The next ones kind of suck, I'll be honest.
Okay. That's a good clue.
You break, you buy. $2 shop.
There's one on here that says China shop. Is that the same thing?
Too late.
Saying
now.
By my accent, maybe.
They're not the same thing, right? China shop means like delicate.
No, China
they
shops.
They sell China.
You mean the wet markets. Wuhan wet markets. The China shop. The China shop.
Okay.
Well, it's too late now, yeah.
How many more are there?
That's it.
That's it? That was the last one.
No, I've got one more question. One more set of questions. But as for that, they had baseball there. I don't know, where you can't touch anything. I've never heard of that.
That's insane. Strange.
And then we got one from Curly that said mum and dad's sex dungeon.
Yeah, that's very specific. Curly's mum and dad's sex dungeon.
Yeah, well, Tom just nailed that round then.
He really did.
This must be the final tie-breaking round. Whoever wins this wins.
Yeah, let's just do that.
I'm going to go in hard on that. Ready for it?
All right. If you meet the real Prince Charming, how would you know it was him?
Poopy.
Okay.
Kiss him.
A magical kiss coming in at 4.
Fuck, okay.
And there's four of them in the
four answers on the board.
And then a few in the top. Yeah, okay.
You'd ask the mirror on the wall. Okay. I can't remember my fucking fairy tales.
Which one's Prince Charming? I'm going to play, but which one's Prince Charming?
No, you can't answer that.
I guess, is it the Sleeping Beauty one or is it the Cinderella one?
You can't answer that. These are all helpful.
Well, that's why I say kiss him, because then I was like, if she wakes up, well, I can't use that one again anyway. We'll give her the Cinderella one a go. Give him put it, give him a shoe. See if he does a fucking shoe thing.
I would have said that as well.
How do you... This is a random question.
It's a random one.
How do you know if it's the real Prince Charming?
You might have better luck with some of the Tom and Fred.
I think we definitely will. Suck his dick, I reckon.
I'm going to give that monster cock.
Yeah, monster cock. He's got a charming cock. See if he speaks like Sean Connery. That is a charming prince. Prince Charming. How do you know if it's Prince Charming? Oh, well, he's going to have a monster dong. Sean Connery. Oh, is it all like lame ones, like he has blonde hair and stuff like that?
Oh, I can't answer that.
Does he have... check his hair colour if he has blonde hair.
More specific. How would you know it's Prince Charming?
I'm not going to answer because he gets it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know it? Because you know, because he has fucking sexy, hot blonde hair. I don't know.
What's the sexiest haircut?
A mullet. He has a mullet. Okay. How would you know if it's Prince Charming? He has a water bottle up his butt. Check that. Okay. Tom, you can steal it.
He has a crown.
Oh, that's fucking correct. Shit. He doesn't. He's a prince. The king has a fucking crown.
So do princes.
That's fucking shit. That's wrong. I demand a recount.
He told you it was something to do with a head and it was dumb.
I thought that was a mullet. Okay, what were the other answers on there?
He's charming.
Rides a white horse. Is good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Tom and Frenchie, we had follows Joe Rogan. there's monster cock, mullet, and dick tastes like chocolate and ejaculates diamonds. I think that's another curly.
Oh, suck that his dick good. Covered both yeah, of yeah. those. And
I
yeah.
like that.
Looks like Tom stole it right at the end. Well done, Tom.
Thank you.
It was very, you know your princes. Mm. You know your...
And then there's one for Frenchie as well.
Oh, okay.
That's just not fair. Thank you to Alex for sending that up.
That was great.
Producer
I like
Alex.
That.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's a good fun way to end it. It's good to have a bit of harmless fun after some of the middle of that podcast. We won't go into it.
That was a fun one.
That was a good podcast. Tell your friends, guys, let's keep this bad boy going.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening, children, militia, survivors, whatever you want to be called. Alex, thank you for sending that up.
Pleasure.
We're going to do Tom's thought of the week to end this up. You've got that great quote about family feud. Just end with that. Remember that great quote about families, feuds, and carrots, or something weird like that.
Yeah, like if a genie gives you,
this is the one,
lets you grant three wishes.
Yep.
All three of them should be grant Denya.
Yeah, that's how it got.
Some food for thought.
Food for thought, guys.